For the educator out there who stays late to prep the room, spends weekends grading papers, and yet still feels like it's not enough, this one's for you. This is for the one who never feels thanked, who wonders if anyone notices the time, the energy, the heart that's poured into this work. If you're listening right now, I want you to know this episode's for you. Welcome to the special Thanksgiving episode from the traveling principal Joe Clausius today. This is about Thanksgiving for the thankless educator. Guys, I know what it's like to feel invisible in this profession. There was a time early in my career when I stayed up until midnight creating lesson plans that I was really proud of as well. The next day, the students didn't engage in the way that I had hoped. No one noticed the hours I'd poured into making it special, and I went home feeling like I failed. I know what it feels like to be verbally knocked out several times a day, then mentally exhausted, therefore, only to go sit in a teacher meeting and hear about how we should improve. It transforms how I speak to teachers still to this day because of it. I remember distinctly the piles of grading, the hours and hours of time I'd put into feedback and carefully marking student work, only to find it stuffed in a backpack, organically folded into something geometry just doesn't recognize. And even for all the class to see, right? Isn't that how it always happens? Yet I also know what it feels like to be reached out to on social media some 25 years later, to hear from a former student to tell you that if it wasn't for your advice, your words, your confidence, and belief in their ability, they'd never be where they are now. And it reminds me why I worked that hard all those years ago as a teacher. That thank you took 25 years to come, but it was really well worth the wait. I think one of the hardest parts of being an educator is that so much of what we do feels thankless, right? And you don't see the seed grow right away, therefore. You plant it, you water it, you tend to it. Sometimes it blooms long after you've left the classroom. But here's the truth. You're making a difference, you guys, even when it doesn't feel like you are. Think about this. Every single person who has achieved something great, whether it's a scientist, an artist, or even a professional athlete, right? They can probably name a teacher who changed their life somehow. Someone who maybe believed in them when no one else did. Someone who stayed patient when others walked away. And if you're listening to this, I know you were that kind of teacher for someone, even if they haven't said it to you yet. Because that's my crowd. That's what I'm seeing that my crowd is turning into. The folks that consume my show and the content that I'm constantly putting out, they're true game changers. They're breaking the mold. They're taking what I'm doing, and together we're reinventing what's happening here in education. They are realistic with their complaints and problems. And we have to be with our solutions. These are not theories. They are aware of the current state with boots on the ground, and we try and we revise and we march on. This is seed planting 101 in schools, and it's my crowd that is responsible for it, and I'm seeing that now. And so that's why I can confidently say that the ones that are listening are the ones that go to great lengths to make that difference. So let's talk about the unseen moments, the ones that no one claps for, but they matter more than anything. Like the time you might have stayed late as well to plan a lesson activity or call a parent, not because you had to, but because you cared. You know what it takes to do the job successfully, and unlike 95% of the other occupations out there, you guys, your product is a person, not a thing. So the more you invest in it, the better the person will become. This is what makes educators stand out and be different from a traditional career choice. So a thank you is ultimately tied to successes of a person's life. And these do not come every day. And for some, rarely at all. But they still do. Or how about when you gave up your lunchtime to help a struggling student, or we're going to get to administrators in a second, but a struggling teacher, just so they can get caught up, do the job better, do their, you know, maybe they were out for whatever reason and you're bringing them back up. Or when you looked at a child who was acting out and instead of getting angry, you asked, what's really going on here? What's good? And found out something that actually changed the kid's behavior from then on for the better. Usually when we get angry, that's the behavior that these kids are getting already at home. So these moments won't make the evening news, but they are the moments that change lives. They're the moments that kids remember when they're 30, sipping on a cup of coffee, telling someone about their teacher who believed in them. That's you. That's your legacy, you guys. That's a thank you that you may never get and you may never know, therefore. But it's a part of doing this job well still, isn't it? So today, I want to say thank you. Thank you for showing up every day, even when you feel like no one sees you. Thank you for the sacrifices you make, sacrifices most people will never understand. Thank you for pouring so much of yourself into this work, even when you're running on empty. I remember teaching in New York City and showing up before the sun rose and leaving in the dark way after it set. I remember this so clearly. And then even thinking, dang, how many days has passed since I went outside during the day and seen the sun. And how about for you administrators out there? You want to talk about thankless? You are the targets. You are the end result of finger pointing that usually has nothing to do with you or is out of your control completely, but you're the blame nonetheless. You're usually asked to thank others more. You're usually reminded when you don't give gratitude, and you should say thank you more often from parents, from students, and from other teachers. And at times, this is immediately after an awards ceremony. And I know it's hard. It's hard to keep going when you don't hear the words, thank you. It's hard to keep believing in your impact when all you see are the struggles. But I'm here to tell you that you're definitely enough and you're doing enough and the work that you do matters. I've been speaking with some administrators and teachers lately that have been going 120 miles an hour. And they do see a break as a chance to hit the pause button. So on the heels of this holiday season, I implore you to pause. Or slow up for a day or two if possible. Heck, take the entire week if you can. But thank yourself during that time span, however long it may be. Give yourself a smile knowing that what you do shapes our future into what it will become. And without it, that end result is scary. So to the educator out there who feels unseen, this is your thank you. Thank you for being a light in your students' lives, my own kids. Thank you for choosing this path, even though it's definitely one of the hardest. Thank you for making the world a better place, one student, one lesson, one day at a time. I see you, and I'm grateful. This is Joe Clausey, the traveling principal, and I'll see you on the next journey. If this episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who might need to hear it as well. Let's remind each other that we're in this together. Happy Thanksgiving.